This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I don't know if you saw this, but Planned Parenthood tweeted out that they want Disney to have a princess who's had an abortion. And this just shows you the sick death culture of the left and how they worship and relish the idea of killing unborn babies and thinking that that is actually something to brag about. They celebrate it. Some of them, they've got t-shirts where they say, oh, I had an abortion. And it's like a celebration to them. It's like, it's joining the club of being a progressive. And wasn't it Lena Dunham, who is really one of the most sickening figures on the left, wasn't it she who said that she wished she had had an abortion, but she hadn't had one, but she wanted to have one so that she could, you know, be more of a leftist, more of a progressive, to be able to say, oh, I had an abortion. I got to tell you, regardless of your position on abortion rights, that's a pretty sickening thing to want to have had abortions, to think that that's something worth celebrating. Seems very sickening. Like, something's wrong with these people. And Disney, of course, has become a so-called progressive, left-wing, left-cult kind of organization. They took over Star Wars. They bought Lucasfilm, you know, and they ruined Star Wars. All of a sudden, everything has to be a social justice warrior. You can't have male heroes anymore. There's no more Luke Skywalker. And they're stripping all the guns out of all the Star Wars, even going back in history and taking the guns out. It's insane. Like, well, you can't have a laser blaster anymore. Like, Disney has become the Empire. Disney has become Darth Vader in Star Wars. You know, Disney has become everything that Star Wars fought against, which was a centralized corruption and domineering authority to control the cosmos. I mean, Disney has taken over even Marvel, right? They bought Marvel. And then they've turned Marvel into a social justice warrior comic company that puts out comics or graphic novels or whatever you want to call them, where now the superheroes are all turning gay and transgender. Pretty soon, like, Iron Man will be called, like, Iron Person. You know, you won't even have a man anymore. It'll just be like a transgender in a metal suit. And it'll be like, hi, I'm Iron G. And this is what Marvel has become. It's just sick. It's sickening. They hate men. They hate straight people. They hate white people. They, like, everything now done by Disney has to be either a gay person or a transgender person. We can't have any male heroes anymore. It's just, wow. You people are such bigots. You're so intolerant. You claim to be tolerant, and you're the most intolerant people imaginable. And the same thing is true with Planned Parenthood. They just celebrate murdering babies, just literally murdering, especially late-term abortions, the partial birth abortions, where, like, if the baby came all the way out of the birth canal, it would be illegal to murder it, so they have it partially born, where the head comes out, and then they murder it right there. They just murder the baby. By the way, if you wonder how they do that, they snip its spine at the base of the skull. I mean, what kind of human being could see a child being born into the world, a living, breathing child, and sever its spine at the base of its skull and call that progress? What kind of a sick F, I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm thinking, what kind of a sick F relishes in the idea of murdering babies and thinks that's a woman's choice? Now, I can see that argument right after conception, let's say, when it's just a few cells. I mean, I'm not saying that I endorse that, because I don't, but I can at least see the argument that in that early, let's say the first trimester, it's not really a viable, you know, baby at that point, for sure. So I can see people making that argument, but late term, third term abortions, that's a human being. There's no question that's a human being, and frankly, being human begins at conception. You know, just when you have two cells and four cells and eight cells, those are all human cells. That's a That's a potential human life right there, frankly. But to have people killing these babies as they're being born, and the only reason that's not illegal is because the baby's legs haven't come out of the birth canal yet, that's something's wrong with that. And that's what these leftists want to push. They want Disney to feature a princess that has abortions. And this is a movie for children. These are sick people. These are demented people. The left is sick, sick, abnormal, weird, grotesque. They relish in murdering babies, and they relish in destroying genetic science. They relish in destroying men and Christians and white people. This is a sick, I mean, the left, it is a sick cult. And that's why I have that website called leftcult.com. Check it out. We document the cultism of the left every day. Leftcult.com. It probably should be called like sickos.com or something, but I'm sure that domain was already taken. Look, the left is not normal. This is what's crucial to understand. If you want to talk to normal people, you can't talk to these progressives anymore. They're not normal. They are weird, and they are sick, and they are mentally ill. And that's why radio host Michael Savage correctly states that liberalism is a mental illness. And I've been finding that to be more and more true as every month goes by and you look at what these people demand. And like California mistreats its own citizens, abuses them, but has all these legal protections for illegal alien felons. Something's wrong with that picture. Something's way wrong with that. It's like, what, you have immunity because you're an illegal alien? You have immunity? I mean, in Texas, we have a similarly bad situation where illegal aliens, they cross the border, they come into Texas, they drive without driver's licenses, they have no insurance. And one of these guys hit me, by the way, one day, slammed into the back of my car, caused about, I don't know, maybe $5,000 worth of damage. And, you know, at least he pulled over. And I was asking him, where's your insurance? He's like, don't have any insurance. I'm like, well, where's your driver's license? I don't have driver's license. I'm like, let me guess, you're not American. Yeah, sure enough. Not American, no driver's license, no insurance. And I'm like, what happened to you? Why did you hit the back of my car? You know what he told me? He says he fell asleep. He literally fell asleep as he was approaching an intersection on a highway. And you can't do anything. If I call the cops, because I know all the cops around here, if I call the cops and say, look, come over and write up this guy, they'll say, why are you wasting my time? We write up this guy, a judge is going to throw it out. This guy doesn't have any money, he doesn't have any, you know, he's not a U.S. citizen, nothing. So you can't even do anything. These people have immunity from all laws, apparently, in border states like Arizona and Texas and California, and it's just sick. This is just another example of the sickness and mass mental illness of the left, which really is not qualified to participate, frankly, in a free society. They're not qualified at all. And that's why I say we've got to defeat these leftists. We have to defeat them at every election. So every time you go to the voting booths, just vote against Democrats. Unless you want all your babies murdered and you want all the Disney movies to be like abortion princesses, and you want Iron Man to be a transgender iron she person. it's all going to, maybe they're going to do all that stuff anyway, but you got to defeat these people because they're insane. They're absolutely insane. They are bigots. They hate everybody who loves America. You got to defeat these people. So check out my website, leftcult.com. Of course, I've also got naturalnews.com. And the upcoming video website, real.video. Oh man, you're going to love that. If you're a content creator, if you've got video channels, request an invite to real.video. If you've been banned and censored by YouTube, like this video, like what you're listening to right now would be banned probably by YouTube, no doubt. They would call it bullying, just to point out these obvious truths. But if you've been banned by YouTube for this kind of stuff, you're welcome on real.video. It's launching July 4th, Independence Day, and is built on a massive, scalable backbone infrastructure. We'll be able to handle 1 billion video views a month, which will take us a little bit of time to get to, of course. We won't have that right out of the gate. But you're welcome to use that platform and not be censored. You don't have to censor yourself either. You can talk the same way I did in this video, in this podcast, and you can have your free speech protected there. So check it out, real.video. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.